Sometimes, it is not that God cannot show up for you. It is not that His hand is too short to save you. It is not that His ears are heavy, that He cannot hear. But every one of us, we are created for a purpose. There is a script that has been written for us. Hi guys, you're welcome to this first episode of my podcast. I have titled Purpose in Your Pain. I believe that this channel is going to be a tremendous blessing to you. Now, Bible says in Matthew chapter 26, verse 53 to 54, it is a story of the time when Jesus was about to go to the cross. And Bible says when the soldiers came to arrest him, one of those who were with Jesus drew up his sword and smote the ear of one of the soldiers. Then Jesus rebuked him and told him, "Do you think I could not pray to my Father to presently give me more than 12 legions of angels?" But in verse 54, Jesus said something profound. "But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled? How then shall the prophecy be fulfilled? How then shall the purpose for which I am created, for which I left the heavens and came to the earth, be fulfilled?" Our lives are fulfillments of prophecies. The path that was laid out for Jesus was to die on the cross. That was how God's glory would be revealed in him. Joseph's path was to go into the prison. There is no way he could have met the king if he did not pass through the prison at the time. At a point in his life, I believe, he must have cried, asking God why he had to go into the prison. But God knew that was his path to greatness. Like some of you cry right now, asking why you have to go through what you are going through. But it is because there is a purpose for that pain. Your glory sometimes is in your pain. When you pray and ask God to take it away and He doesn't, it is because He has a purpose for that pain. Except a corn of wheat falls to the ground and dies, Bible says, it abideth alone. When you plant a seed in the ground, before it produces much harvest, it has to die. Any seed that you plant and it does not die, it will not yield increase. The same is applicable to our lives. Our pain sometimes is a qualification and a preparation for the glory that God is about to showcase in our life. That your pain and struggle might just be your only qualification to carry the glory that God has destined for you. Jesus' death on the cross was his qualification to carry that glory that God was going to reveal in him. And Bible says in Philippians chapter 2 from verse 5 to 11, after Jesus has fulfilled all those requirements, Bible says God highly exalted him and gave him a name that is above every other name, that at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven, things on earth, and things under the earth. Wherever the name of Jesus is mentioned, everything must obey. This didn't just happen. It is because Jesus endured the pain, because he saw the purpose at the other side of the pain. Dear friend, I want to encourage you today to see beyond your pain while you keep trusting God and you pray. Trust the Lord that at the end of that pain is gain. You need to go through this pain so that you can fulfill purpose. There is a purpose in your pain. Joseph ended up becoming a ruler in Egypt, in a strange land, because he took his time and went through the pain, rejoicing. I believe God is about to change your life. I believe your story is about to change. And I know that you have been blessed by this podcast. If you have been blessed, please subscribe to this channel and leave a comment for me. I want to hear from you. Please leave a comment for me. God bless you. Until I come your way again next time, I am your friend, Wale Okelola. God bless you.